The devil is there and he will possess you. He will possess you, wallah, he will possess you. So put yourself on that guard. Strengthen yourself with Islam, with remembrance, with dhikr, with iman. Likewise, another way is with the authentic supplications. You know, a person, if he's possessed, you read authentic supplications on him. Likewise, if you know the element, like the charm where it is, you grab the charm as it was done by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you untie it. And that, inshallah, will cancel this magical spell and will foil the intentions of that shaitan, the magician himself. Likewise, another way of doing it is by getting or crushing 7 lotus tree leaves, putting it in a bucket or in a container or bowl with enough water that a person can bathe from, the one that's affected. And inshallah ta'ala, that will help him as well through the exorcism operation. Likewise, if you know the magician that actually struck this person with magic, you grab him with the ear. You say to him, undo that charm. You force him. You say, you either undo it, this is the reality now, wallahi. You either undo it or we will execute you. And naturally he's going to be scared, especially if you're a beast, you know, mashallah. And then after he unties the knots, the charm, you execute him anyway. And this is the correct opinion. This is not my opinion. This is in accordance to Islamic Sharia. يعني عوذ بالله, he's corrupting here people. He's hurting people. He's destroying families. He's destroying personalities. He's destroying homes. He's a devil. And subhanAllah, he's intruding in people's lives. Imagine you got a life, you're living comfortably with your family. Everything's fine. You love your wife and she loves you. You love your children, they love you. Everything's working out beautiful in your life. And then a shaitan comes and wants to interfere in your life. How would you feel? Suddenly, that love, that desire for your family is finished. How would you feel? How would you feel? Wallahi, you want to skin that person alive. Skin him, not kill him. Skin him. First layer, second layer, and so forth. And then you just tie him up. You don't kill him. When the 3 layers, how many layers of skin is there? 3? 10 layers, say. 10 layers are finished. He's tied up. Let Allah create the new layers on him. Let him, nurture him. Nurse him. And when the new layers come, do it again. That's how you feel. He's destroyed your life. You're married in a beautiful family, living Islamically, and he comes and corrupts you. Like a lot of people, they go to psychiatrists, they go to doctors, they go to professors, they go to people who think they understand, their intellectuals, mashallah, or they go to counselors or advisors. But, you know, these are the possessed people now, are struck by black magic, in order to treat themselves against this evil thing. These people cannot help these affected people unless they do what? The treatment taught by Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallahi, no matter what they do, how much they work on this person, how much money he puts into this operation, they can do nothing. And we've got a great example. Wallahi, this happened right here in the center. One of the brothers, one of my students, is here tonight. He saw a man who was a Hindu. He was a Hindu. That was before the renovation of this place. He saw a man being affected. He saw him uncomfortable. And he was acting weird, paranoid. And the doctor, after seeing him, could not do anything for him. The brother said, look, you know, I can take you somewhere that probably they can help you. So he brought him at midday into the center. He goes, Faiz, I've got a situation here. This person looks like he's possessed. I said, come in. You know how you're going, you're walking, what can we do for you? He wouldn't even talk to me. Wallahi, he wouldn't talk to me. Salim was there that day. He wouldn't talk to me and some other brothers. Yusuf was there. He wouldn't talk to me. Anyway, his eyes were very, very snow like that. Very as frisky, like he was scared. As soon as he saw me, I said, Ahla wa sahla wa marhaban. Take him inside the office, we'll see what we can do. I said, you know, you're welcome down, we're not going to hurt you, it's not a problem. But if he knew what we're going to do to him, he wouldn't have went in the office. Anyway, after the operation, and I could hear Yusuf saying on the ears, his ears on the wall, we're hearing the batons, the pool stick tables, and and this and that. And it turned out he had four jinns in him. Four jinns, wallahi. Alhamdulillah, Allah extracted all of them. And when he left, when they left, he looked at me and said, who are you? And what am I doing here? And why do I feel so calm and relaxed? Anyway, after the batting, he felt nothing, wallahi. He came back to me on a Saturday morning as I was giving the ladies' class here. The ladies were sitting inside the ladies' section. And I was giving the lesson, and there was no one in front of me, right? And he just stood on top of the stairs there. He looked at me, and I was yelling, and shouting, and moving my hands left and right. I was giving a lesson. So he looks at me, because I think this guy needs reading. And he kept looking at me. He was scared, wallahi, he was scared. So he thought himself still affected by possession. He was going to walk back down.